Good morning, I'm Rachel Brooklyn.
And I'm Chris Scoba. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, your weekly radio update from Bishop Kerrigan High School.
5,000. That's a big number. But 5,000 is the number of cans, boxes, and jars of food that Kerrigan's Christian Leadership and Action Group collected in their Halloween food drive. More than 50 Christian Leadership students, one-fourth of Kerrigan's student body, drove around Algona, Whittemore, Wesley, and Bancroft on Halloween night. Instead of asking for candy, they asked for donations for the Cassuth County Food Pantry. People responded in a big way. According to Christian Leadership Director Rob Meister, 5,000 items is the most we've ever taken in with any food drive, and we want to thank everyone for their help. If you didn't get called on Halloween, we encourage you to keep the food pantry in mind and contribute directly or through your church.
The food drive is just one of the many activities we've done recently to help out the community. On Tuesday, we had a Respect Life prayer service. Then on Wednesday, at our All Saints Mass, the group took up a collection from the students in attendance. The money they raised will go to the Cassuth County Care Team. We also raised some money yesterday with a Jeans Day to help with the medical expenses for longtime friend of Kerrigan, Tim Schneider. We'd also like to remind everyone that there will be a pork loin benefit for Tim this Sunday night from 4 to 8 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Emmitsburg.
Fall sports are now over, and the most successful Golden Bear team in the postseason was cross country. The regional champion Bears ran last Saturday at the state meet in Fort Dodge. The girls' team finished in 10th place statewide with Tammy Lallier, Kelly Black, Maria Kohlhaus, Carrie Courtney, and Joanna Frecking all finishing toward the middle of the pack at state. On the boys' side, senior Chris Scoba ended up 15th place in a field of 129 runners.
Four cross-country seniors, Chris Scoba, Tammy Lallier, Maria Kohlhaus, and Kelly Black, are running again today. They were selected by coaches around the state to represent Northwest Iowa in the first ever Elite All-Star Cross Country Meet, which is being held at the NCAA National Championship course at Iowa State University in Ames. The girls will compete at 1 o'clock and the boys will run at 1:30.
State cross country and special practices for football playoffs forced the Quiz Bowl team to completely change their roster for last week's meet in Ankeny. The Bears took a young team consisting of junior Melissa Cruz, sophomore Chris Hansen, and freshman Brittany Birdie and Rebecca Erdman. Even though they ended up with a winning record of the day, they beat Eagle Grove, Wilton, and South Hamilton while losing to Marshalltown and Ames High. Today, the Bears have four teams competing across town in the Algona Invitational Quiz Bowl. Good luck to our academic competitors.
It's not a lot of people who can say they've met a Nobel Prize winner, but Kerrigan student Joanne Kears can make that claim. Biology teacher Beanie Bodie nominated Joanne to be among 75 students who participated in a youth institute that was part of the World Food Prize Symposium in Des Moines last month. One of the main presenters was Nobel Peace Prize winner Norman Borlaug, who started the Green Revolution that kept millions of third world people from starving. Joanne presented a paper she had written as a part of the conference, which also included leaders from around the world.
Tonight is our one and only chance to catch with Bishop Kerrigan Extravaganza. This variety show, subtitled Who's Acting Up at BGHS, is a biannual event that features the talents of students, faculty, staff, and alumni. It includes funny skits, improvisation, music, dance, and many more. Admission is $5 for adult or $3 for children, and it is free for supporters of the Darts Fine Arts Booster Club. Showtime is at 7 o'clock tonight, so be sure to head out to Kerrigan to catch the extravaganza.
We're about halfway through the annual BGHS magazine drive, and after a great start, things have stalled a bit. Our goal this year is to sell $11,000 worth of subscriptions. Of that amount, 40% goes to the Bishop Kerrigan Student Council, which uses the money to help out almost every student activity in the school. The drive continues through next Thursday, and we urge you to renew your magazines through the school.
This week's Senior Spotlight shines on Chris Scoba.
Chris Scoba has but been a one-man cross-country team this season. The senior has finished consistently near the front of the pack, while the other Kerrigan boys have been a bit further back. In addition to cross country, Chris is active in track, and he's the starting catcher for the Golden Bear baseball team. Chris is one of the top players in both Quiz Bowl and math team, and he's one of the main designers of Garrigan's award-winning website. Chris plans a business major in college, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks. On our Golden Bear calendar, today is a very busy day. There's a senior elite cross country meet in Ames, Quiz Bowl at Algona High, and the first math team meet of the season at Sioux Center. Also today, there's state solo dance in Pella, and tonight at 7 o'clock, you can see the Garrigan Extravaganza.
Tomorrow from 4 to 8, there's the benefit dinner for Tim Schneider at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Emmitsburg. Monday, the magazine drive continues, and Tuesday, many Garrigan students will be on a field trip to the Mall of America as a reward from the calendar drive last fall.
Tuesday and Wednesday afternoons, we will have parent-teacher conferences. Conferences run from 3:30 to 6:30 each day, and this year, they'll be held in the teachers' classrooms right at the school.
Wednesday, sophomores will take the plan test. Then Thursday night, we'll have a fall vocal concert. There's no school next Friday, but that day, several health students will be taking the clinical test to become certified nurses' aides.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more exciting news from Bishop Garrigan High School.